All right, this morning I want to think about God's direction in our life. We're in a series in Proverbs called Living Wisely, Understanding God's Direction. And we begin with the Word of God because it's full of instruction, isn't it not? I mean, when we look at it, most of our life could be instructed by the Word of God. And that may be enough of itself, but we have some pretty unique verses that talk about how God leads us. So I just want to say, but wait, there's more. Right? Let's start with our Proverbs this morning, which may be confusing at first, yet it's one of the most quoted Proverbs, probably the most quoted Proverbs, okay? So I'm going to do the underline and you do the other. Trust in the Lord with all your heart,
and lean not on your own understanding.
In all thy ways, or all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. See, I memorized that when I was young out of the old King James. That's why I was saying thy. Okay, so let's just break this down a little bit. Trust. Believing that he is wise and that he's doing what's right for us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. No wavering. You notice in the Bible so many times God talks about total trust, not wavering. And James, he talks about not wavering in our faith. And here, in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not, don't bend into or count on your own understanding, because we can't see the big picture. And he knows what's best for us. Do we believe that that's true?
Amen.
Yeah. And in all your ways, all your paths or directions, acknowledge him. That means to accept him as having the right answer. And he will direct your paths. That's a pretty amazing scripture, isn't it? When you stop to think about it. And that's why it's quoted so much. I think it's even a fearful concept in some ways, because we don't always comprehend how God works in us. And we put our full trust in him to guide us through life, because it's hard to do that. Yet, when we don't trust him by ourselves, things don't go nearly as well, do they? So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 has been one of the life verses that I memorized back when I was a little guy in, we called it Daily Vacation Bible School back then. Now it's just Vacation Bible School. And I remember we had spent a whole summer learning that verse, and it never left my mind. Now, I can't say that I always followed it, because I left out of high school. I went my own way, and that may or may have not crossed my mind, but I was fulfilling my selfish desires. Could anybody relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we feel our selfish desires, which were harmful for me, thinking I was smart. And I thought I knew what was good for me. I look back now and I think, boy, how stupid can a person be, right? I was simply foolish, and I just believe you can relate to me in that. So let's start from the beginning. First question, does God still guide us today?
Yes.
I mean, after all, this is 2019, for heaven's sakes, and it was written 3,000 years ago, and we observe in our Bibles, and he guided many, and think of Abraham, where God goes him and tells him to move to the promised land, or Moses speaks directly with Moses, or Samuel speaks, God calls him when he's a little kid, calls him by name, and then talks to him, and then, of course, we could throw Jesus in the mix, right? He and his father talked continuously. Apostle Paul. Jesus revealed to the Apostle Paul the gospel that we live today. All the disciples, and the list goes on and on, that God guided. So the hard question today is, will he guide little old me and you? Right? And I believe the answer is yes. So I want to look at Philippians 2:13. Let's take a look at that. If you have your Bibles, you might even want to look at it in your Bible, but it will be up here if you don't have your Bible with you. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for pleasure. Now, let me give you a little bit more literal translation. For God is the one operating in you. Who's you? Point at yourself. Okay? You. Both to will or to desire or to want to. He actually puts it in our heart to want to follow him and do what he says. For God is the one operating in you both to want to and to operate or perform on behalf of his good desire for us, and it pleases him. And in our heart, I think we know that he's operating in. Have you ever felt that? You really feel like, oh man, that had to be God. Have you ever gotten to that place? Well, sure you have. So let's look at it this way. Let's follow his lead, which ultimately is his desire and our desire, which pleases him. So in other words, rather than being haphazard about it, doing the things that only please us, which ultimately will not be good for us either. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Now, I want to turn it around into our English so it makes maybe a little more sense. If or since we are children of God. Now, I want to stop here and ask you a question. Are you a child of God?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to have you raise your hand if you don't think you are one. Okay. We're all children of God if we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Okay. And so, I just want to use, since we are the children of God, we are led by the Spirit of God. And so, the Spirit of God is always in our hearts, leading us, whether we understand it, whether we know it, or don't know it. So, we could say this. So, God gives us his and our desire, operating in us and through us, being led by the Spirit to do what he pleases. Now, I'm just enough of a planner that I want to write it down and follow my action plan. So his leading can get lost in time and the busyness of the day, but God is always, it seems to work, is working in me at that point because he promised that he would direct my paths even though I think I'm operating my own path. Do you understand what I'm saying? We think we're doing that, and yet it's God in us helping us to get to the next place. So Solomon states it this way in Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his way, but what? Well, it's the wrong slide. Okay, can you go to the next slide? Okay, there we go. Now we're going to do it again. A man's heart plans his way, the Lord directs his steps. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I think you know that in your heart. Because sometimes you end up in a place you never planned, which is much better for you. Okay? And I've looked at this, and King David says this in Psalms 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he may fall. Okay, so for all of you, you're thinking, wait a minute, he won't leave me because I've fallen a few times. Okay, this takes care of that. Okay, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So obviously, he's not necessarily talking about he leads us to tie our shoelace on our shoe. We have brains enough for that, right? All these little things or decide what to eat. I don't think he's addressing that. He's going to guide our path through our life if we let him do it. And we will fall. We will fall in our trust. We will fall maybe in sin and choose to sin. But God picks you and me up, dusts us off, and puts us back on the path. Amen. And I love that verse for that. Let me give you an example of my own life. Even though I was in the business world for most of my life, Most all of my education ended up being for the ministry. I mean, these opportunities would come, and I think, well, I'll take it. But I remember even one time I thought, I had been in the ministry for a little bit, got out, and I thought, I'm never doing that again. I'm just going to support missions and all the things we say to ourselves, right? I'm not going to do it. And yet these opportunities kept on coming up. And every one of those opportunities was to build my reservoir for being a pastor. And so I look back and I think, well, my education, 2 master's degrees. What are they in? Business? No, they're in the ministry. My PhD? In business? No, the ministry. And so all these things came about and they fell kind of in my lap. It wasn't necessarily a plan, but I think it was the Holy Spirit leading. They just seemed to come my way and I'd step through them and created that path to a ministry. And yet my plans were to stay in business. Isn't that funny? How did that happen? I don't know. Just the leading of the Spirit. So have you ever had that kind of pattern in your life? Where things happen in your life and they seem to come to a place of serving God, maybe doing ministry, and a lot of you are sitting here and you're so afraid to go into the ministry. Amen? Yeah, a lot of you are really afraid. I was afraid to stand up here and talk, believe it or not. Okay, and the Lord works in and he creates desires in you. And I hear people say, well, I'd really like to, but getting them from the like to the do it part is tough. And it takes trust in the Lord, right? You know, the day before, Lincoln's 52nd birthday, he's in Springfield, Illinois, and he was standing up because he had just become the president of the United States, and the Civil War was looming, and it looked pretty bad, and he gave a farewell speech, and I want to read this farewell speech to you because he was a real believer. I now leave, he told them, not knowing when or where, whether ever I may return. Isn't that interesting, huh? With a task before than that which rested upon George Washington, without the assistance of the divine being, with that assistance I cannot fail, trusting in him who can do with me, or who can go with me and remain with you and be everywhere for good, let us confidently hope that we all will yet be well. To his care, commending to you, as I hope in your prayers you will commend to me, I bid you an affectionate farewell. What was Abraham Lincoln saying here? I think he was saying Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Because in those days, the Bible was the textbook in school. And he trusted God to forge his path. And even when he said, not knowing when or whether ever I may return, that was fulfilled out of his speech. He died. If we trust God in all our ways, our mind, we begin to get trained into beginning to think like God thinks. If we allow it, if we are willing to contemplate or meditate or soak in his word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding in all thy ways. I just have to do the whole King James. I can't help it. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Here's a similar verse in Isaiah 10:23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Aren't you glad that God says he directs your steps? Man, when I think about it, and I think, and it would be real easy for us to go, oh, you know, I did this, and I did this, and I did this for me. And it never works that way. Why doesn't it work that way? Because God directs our steps if we trust in Him. And what I like about this is when we trust in Him and He guides our steps, He gives us purpose. There isn't any purpose outside God. People say they have purpose, but it ends up ending. The only purpose is in Jesus Christ. And so let's walk this out. Number one, trust God. The first step in receiving His guidance, we need His guidance, right? We need to surrender our plans to Him. And you might think that's a bit simplistic, but hear me out. We are so self-sufficient. We think we can do it all on our own, don't we? Come on, let's be honest. Hey, I need some feedback from you guys. Okay. But verse 5 begins with the command, trust in yourself with all your heart. No, it does not say that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. He knows how to give us not just wisdom and steps, but purpose in our lives. But on the other hand, living without trusting God is like driving through a fog. I remember a few years back, I was on my bike and I was coming to work, and I got down to where the Platte River is, the Platte River Bridge. I was going there, and all of a sudden there's this wall of fog. And I'm doing my 25 miles an hour. No, I think it's 50 at that point. And boom, I hit this fog, and I just thought it was a light fog. I couldn't see 5-10 feet in front of me, and it scared me half to death. And then all of a sudden I got over the other side of the bridge and maybe 100 or 200 feet, and the fog cleared, and there it was, clear day again. And you know, I looked at that and I thought, you know, isn't that the same as our trusting in ourselves? Every time we trust, we hit the fog bank, and we can't see hardly anything. When we trust in God, the day clears up. And my experience in anxiety and fear was because I couldn't control the fog. But when I trust in Him, He orders my steps. Number two, don't fully trust in yourselves. I think that goes without saying. It's an issue of growth. And we begin to mold our thinking into His thinking and react as He would react. I mean, stop to think about this for a minute. If David depended on himself, would he fought Goliath? No, he's fighting for the Lord's army. Would Noah have taken 500 years to build an ark, a boat, in which he had never seen rain in his whole life? Abraham would have never headed for the promised land if they leaned on their own understanding. Number three, honor and obey His wisdom. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. You know, to receive God's direction and wisdom, Psalm said we must acknowledge God in all our ways. Acknowledge means to own up to honor and obey His guidance. And then finally, number four, promise direction. Those who choose to acknowledge, own up to, honor, and obey, He will direct their paths. Is that you this morning? Do you need steering into the right direction? Do you want purpose in your life? Do you want your paths to be straight? You want to fulfill what's best for you in God. Because Christ is asking for your life. He's not settling for second best, a second best life. He's asking for your committed life. Are you committed this morning to Him? Let's pray. Father, we come this morning. Thank You, O Lord, for those verses. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not into our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge Him, and You will direct our paths. Lord, We need to believe that. We need to believe that 100% this morning. And we're asking you to help us to believe that. That's what you said. The question is, are we going to believe what you said? And so, Lord, I just pray you'll help us today to trust in you. My head's